Okay, today's daf is Menachos, daf Ayin Zayin. We're starting the 8th parak of Maseches Menachos today. The 8th parak in the Gemara, if you look in the Mishnayos, it's the 7th parak. I think we mentioned in the past the differences between the way the prakim are Masudar. But anyway, so says the Mishnah. This parak is going to be about the Karban Toda and the 40 loaves of the Karban Toda and how much flour. The first Mishnah is going to discuss how much flour goes into each of the loaves of the Karban Toda. HaToda is about Chamish Sitin Yerushalmios, Shein Sheish Midbarios. The Karban Toda was made out of 5 Sitin measured by the Yerushalmi measures, which is 6 Sitin measured by the Midbarios measures. Meaning to say, the Midos, the measurements of the Yerushalmios measures were larger than the Midbarios measures by 1/6, meaning every measure of Midbaris was 5/6 of the Mida of the Yerushalmis. So the Mishnah comes to teach us that the 40 Lachmei Toda were made out of 5 Siim of Soles, based on the Sa'a HaYerushalmis, which means 6 Siim of Soles based on the Sa'a HaMidbaris, which therefore yields, says the Mishnah, Shtei Ephos, which is 6 Midbario Siim, HaEfa Sholosh Siim, because each Efa is 3 Siim, so 2 Ephos obviously is 6 Siim, and since there is in an Efa, each Efa is 10 Esronos, so therefore, do the math, it turns out, Esrim Isaron, but the Shtei Ephos have 20 Isaron. So again, each Sa'a each Efa is 3 Si'im. Shtei Ephos is 6 Si'im. So therefore, when you have Shtei Ephos, that's also 20 Isaron. Each Efa is 10 Isaron. So Shtei Ephos is 3 Si'in, Shtei Ephos is 20 Isaron. Asara l'chametz, 10 of the Isaron goes to making the chalos that are chametz. Now keep in mind, how many of the chalos of the 40 chalos are chametz? Only 10 of them are chametz. 30 of them are matzah. But nevertheless, we take half of the Esronim, there are 20 Esronim in total, we take half of the Esronim, Asara, and put that flour to Chametz, Va'asara, and the other half of the Esronim, L'matzah, go to making the matzah. And the Mishnah now elaborates how that works out. Asara l'chametz, the 10 that go to making the chametz, isaron l'chala. Therefore, it turns out, if you have 10 esronim going to make 10 loaves of chametz, it's 1 isaron for each loaf of chametz. That's very simple math. Va'asara l'matza, there are 10 esronim going to make the different types of matzah. U'b'matza shloshaminim, but there are 3 different types of matzah. There's chalos, there's rekikim, and there's revucha. Pasuk says, "Solos mruvachos chalos blulos b'shemen." The revucha, is boiled in boiling water. That's the definition of revucha. So you have these 3 different types of matzos. So nimtzu shlosha esronos ushlish l'kol min. So it turns out that how much flour is going into each min of matzah. So if it's 10 esronim in total for all 3 minim of matzah, it's 3 1/3 esronim into each min of matzah. Each min of matzah has 10 loaves of bread. Shalosh chalos li isaron. So it turns out that each 3 chalos is an isaron. Because if, again, you have 10 esronim for 30 chalos in total, for 30 loaves of matzah in total, so obviously it's 3 chalos for each isaron. So that is using the midbarios minim. So fine. So now the b'midi Yerushalmios, when we measure with the midi Yerushalmios, hayushloshim kav, there were 30 kav, 5 siim of soles that they used for the lach metoda, 5 siim in the midos Yerushalmios are 30 kav, because 6 kav for a sa, each sa is 6 kav. So chamisha asar l'chametz. So then, if you're measuring in terms of kav, it's the same amount of flour. We're just using different numbers to measure it now. So it would be if you're talking in terms of kavim instead of esronim. Before, we're talking about 20 esronim. Now we're talking about 30 kavim. Again, means the same thing, but in terms of 30 kavim, chamisha asar l'chametz. 15 of those 30 kavim go to make the chametz loaves. The chamisha asar l'matzah, and 15 go to make the matzah loaves. Chamisha asar l'chametz. So if you have 15 kav, I'm going to make 10 chametz loaves. So it's 1.5 kav for each chametz loaf. 15 kavim going to make 30 loaves of matzah because there are 3 minim chalos rukigam ravucha nimtzu chamishas kavim lekal min shtei chalos lekav. It turns out that it's 5 kav for each type of matzah, which therefore turns out that it's 2 chalos for each kav of matzah, because if you have 15 kavim making 30 loaves of matzah, so it's 2 chalos for each kav of matzos. That's the mathematics. That's just how it works out. So the basic yesod is that whatever the amount of flour was split evenly between the matzah and the chametz, even though there were 3 times as many loaves of matzah as there were as there were chametz. Says the Gemara, Hatodai Sabah Chamish in Yerushalmios. Minan Emili. How do I know this is true? How do I know what is true? Says Rashi, that an Eifa is 3 Se'in. That the definition of an Eifa is 3 Se'in. Taras HaKodesh says, the reason Rashi wants to explain Minan Emili is how I know that the Eifa is 3 Se'in, and not Minan Emili that the Toda was made out of Chamish Se'in Yerushalmios, which, Lechora, that's the Halacha in the Mishnah. The Halacha in the Mishnah is meaning the Chiddush in the Mishnah, is to tell me how much flour was used, not to tell me what the definition of a measurement is. So it's a little bit strange that Minani Mili, that we're asking on just a basic fact as opposed to the halacha in the Mishnah, because the bottom line is, as with every Rashi that explains Minani Mili, he obviously looked at the answer before he figured out what the Minani Mili of the question was. And the Minani Mili of the question, Taras HaKodesh points out, the only question that's answered is how I know that an Eifa is 3 se'in. So again, minani mili, how do I know an eifa is 3 se'in? I'm Rav Chisda Tamakra. Ha'eifa v'abas tochen echadiyah. There are 2 measurements mentioned by the pasuk in Yecheskel, an eifa and a bas, and they are tochen echadiyah. They're the same. So ma bas shol se'in, af eifa shol se'in. So just like a bas is 3 se'in, so an eifa must also be 3 se'in. So how do I know an eifa is 3 se'in? Because a bas is 3 se'in, and the pasuk in Yecheskel says that a bas and an eifa are the same. It says more than the next obvious step. That's great. How do I know a bas is 3 se'in? You told me how I know that an eifa is 3 se'in just because it's the same as a bas. Who told me that a bas is 3 se'in? If you're going to tell me, it's from the fact that the pasuk says, l'seis ma'isa chomer habas, eifa nami aksiv, v'asiris hachomer ha'eifa. So if you're going to tell me that it's because it refers to it as 1/10 of a chomer, that the bas is 1/10 of a chomer, well, the pasuk tells me the same thing about an eifa. So that there's no greater indication about the measurement of a bas in the psukim than there is about the measurement of the eifa itself. So why would I need to say that I know the measurement of the eifa by the comparison to the bas if the pasuk gives me no more information about the bas than it does about the eifa itself? Ella chomer lo yadana kama. So bottom line is, I don't know what a chomer is. Pasuk could tell me that an eifa is 1/10 of a chomer, but I don't know what a chomer means. So chanami lo yadana kama. So the pasuk tells me that a bas is 1/10 of a chomer. That means just as little to me as telling me that an eifa is 1/10 of a chomer. Both of those things mean absolutely nothing to me unless I know what a chomer is. So again, how do I know that an eifa is the same as a bas and is therefore 3 se'in? Or how do I know that a bas is 3 se'in? And I know that an eifa is the same as the bas we already saw the pasuk. But how do I know that a bas is 3 se'in? Ela mehacha. So it must be from the following pasuk. Pasuk tells us in, again, Yecheskel, v'chok ha-shemen habas. How does the pasuk go? V'chok ha-shemen habas ha-shemen ma'isar habas minakor aseres habatim chomer ki aseres habatim chomer. So says Rashi over here. I'm just trying to find the Rashi. So el mehach ma'aser habas min akor, right? Says Rashi, v'kor yadin and vaday shu shloshim se'in. We know what a kor is. Kor is 30 se'in. Lefi shu hu lashon rabbanan nimsa shabas shu ma'aser. Who shalosh se'in? So if a bas is 1/10 of a kor, and a kor is 30 se'in, so bas must be 3 se'in. Uksiv ha'efa v'abas tochen echad. Plus we have the other pasuk in Yecheskel that links the eifa and the bas and tells us that they're the same amount. Shreimina de'efa shalosh se'in. So that's how we know that an eifa shalosh se'in. So what do we see from this pasuk? Just that a bas is 1/10 of a kor. We know what a kor is. A kor is 30 se'in. Mela bas is 3 se'in. How do I know an eifa is 3 se'in? The other pasuk tells me that an eifa and the bas are one and the same. Fine. Amar Shmuel. You're not supposed to add on when they change, whenever they change measurements. Why are we talking about changing measurements? Because the Mishnah mentioned that there was a difference between the measurements, the measuring cups they would use that were midbarios and the Yerushalmios. So at some point, they changed the size of measurements. What they used to refer to a gallon is really now smaller than what we call a gallon now, or something like that. Right? They would change the titles, the names of the measurements. They would change the sizes of the measurements. So when you do that, you're not allowed to change it by more than 1/6. When you change the value of coins, also not allowed to change it by more than 1/6. And when you go to make money, you're not supposed to, if you're a merchant selling something, you're not supposed to make a profit of more than 1/6. That's the those are the rules of changing measurements, of changing currency, and of doing business. So what's the reason? Why can't change it by more than 1/6? So that the Gemara is going to give four possibilities. First three it's going to reject. The fourth one it's going to accept. Now the Sma writes, meaning that Pashupshad is that if the Bnei Ha'ir were Mosif on the Midos by 6th, when a merchant from out of town is going to come and he's not familiar with the local terminology of what they refer to as a pound and what they refer to as a gallon and what they refer to as all the measurements, so the people of the city are going to come with their measuring cups and say, okay, fill it up from what you're selling. And he's going to think that he's selling what he calls a gallon, but he's really going to be filling it up by more than that. So that's why we don't want him to lose out. We don't want to change it too drastically, because someone from out of town is going to end up losing out by selling something in a town where they change the measurements. So the Sma writes in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch, Mechal Shemishpatim Reish Lamaral, Sivkat Mechav Ches, according to that, it's only a problem of being Mosif ala Midos by more than 1/6. But to be Poches from the Midos, even more than 1/6 is going to be Mutter, because normally the guy from out of town is the merchant, it's not the buyer. So the merchant who comes and you are poches from the Midos, Adraba, he's making more money now. He priced it by the gallon based on how he defined the gallon. Now your gallon's smaller than that, so he's going to be able to sell you a lesser amount of food for the same price that he normally sells a larger amount of food. So that's what the Sma says, that there's no problem with being poches al Midos, it's only a problem with being Mosif al Midos. Because no one's going to get cheated when you're poches al midos. The merchant's not going to get cheated by coming to this town. Sfasema says, what do you mean? So the buyer's going to get cheated. Just because he lives here, he should get cheated. Sfasema says, no, it's aser. Just like it's aser to be mosif, it's aser to be poches. That there should be no difference whatsoever between the two. Now Rashi has an important two words over here. Hamistaker, we said that a person who sells something for a profit is not supposed to profit by more than 1/6. Rashi says, Hamistaker, two words, Ba'ochel Nefesh. Someone who sells food for a profit. So this is a discussion in the Rishonim, the Rashbam in Bava Basra, and Daf Sadi Aleph writes that when do we say that you're not allowed to profit by more than 1/6, that's only things that are tali b'chayei nefesh. Yenos, shmanim, slussos, wine, flour, oils, but other types of things, like kosh v'levona, chayotzi behem, the Rashbam says, so then you could profit as much as you want. So that's how the Rashbam says. Other mefarshim, other rishonim, disagree. The Magen Mishnah writes that Levona is really lavdavka. Any type of spices or pilpul or anything like that, as long as it's not yayin, shmana, muslasos, is not considered chayin nefesh, and even though it's food, you're allowed to profit by more than 1/6. Whereas others say, no, anything that's a food is considered something that's the yeshbem chayin nefesh, and that's why you're not allowed to profit more than 1/6. Yenos, shmana, muslasos are only given as an example, but that doesn't mean that it's only those types of food, all types of food. It's only things that are not machal adam, that are not food at all, then you can make as much money as you want. But anything that's ochal nefesh, anything that is a type of food at all, is you're allowed to profit, you're not allowed to profit more than 1/6. The Sma, in his commentary to Choshen Mishpat, says that really there are three dinim over here. You have to make three chilukim. Number one, something that's ikar ochal nefesh, like yeinu shmanu muslasos, you could be mistaker up until 1/6, no more. Number two, something that's not ochel nefesh at all, like lavona, spices, things like, things that you burn, incense and things like that. You could be mistaker all that you want, even kifle, kiflaya, me'akeren, you could double it, triple it, whatever you want. Whatever you can get for it, that's the price. Something that's machshirei ochel nefesh, something that's like spices, it's not the actual food, but it goes into food production, then you're allowed to be marviach ad kefel velo yoser. You can be marviach up until twice its value and not more than that. So where did he get that middle ground? I'm not sure. But he has that's how he has this middle ground, that it's not just you can or can't, that you can profit more than a sixth or you can't profit more than a sixth. There's this other category of things that you can profit more than a sixth, but you can't profit more than kefel. Whereas things that are not ochel nefesh, you go into a bookstore and they're selling a book that they got for $4 and they're selling it for $25, that's fine. They're perfectly allowed to do that. There's no isser in doing that, as long as that's the market value. If they manage to get it for cheap, as long as they're not overpricing it in terms of what the market demands for it. So anyway, that is the that is how the Sma understands the sugya. We do have this idea of 100% selling for being a guideline in terms of what you are and are not allowed to sell for when it comes to karkaos. The halach is eno na le karkaos, that even though there's a din of mispricing, if something is mispriced, the sale could be voided. That's only true of metaltalin. Things that are karka, the din is eno na le karkaos, the Gemara says, but it's a three-way machlokas rishonim. What does eno na le karkaos mean? So the Rambam says, like what we would think it means, eno na le karkaos means that no matter what, no matter how much it's overpriced, you can never claim that you were cheated and get anything back or undo it or claim your own money or anything like that. That's how the Rambam, that's how the Rif Paskins. However, there are rishonim that say that no, it's only within reason. Only up until 100%. And they put a number at Eino Nal Lekarkos. Eino Nal Lekarkos means there are no normal dinim of Nal Lekarkos of 1/6 being the Ona. But once you're charging double, then that is Ona. I think in Shulchan Aruch we pass on like the Rambam. We pass on that Eino Nal Lekarkos at all. So what's the Svara? Why Eino Nal Lekarkos? So the Rishonim explain, Mukhi Yosef, others explain that Karka has no set value. I think the way I always like to explain it is that the way we generally determine value is by looking around at what this product is demanding in the market. So if I have this watch, I can find 1,000 different watches that are exactly identical to this and see what they're being sold for in the stores. Go on eBay and see what it's being sold for. But when it comes to karka, you can't look at other karka that's like this karka. Every karka, by definition, is one of a kind, because karka is defined by its location, and every karka is the only karka on that location. So there is no set market price. That's perhaps the explanation of Eino Nal Lekarkos. But anyway, says the Gemara Vayter. Now, my timer, what's the reason? So we said that all these things you can't do by more than 1/6. So why? What's the svara? So says the Gemara, first possibility. If you're going to tell me the concern is of kuei tara, what does that mean? So Rashi Niksav Yad explains it best. He says, shek shemagdil amidos yoser, when you add to the measurements by more than 1/6, that's immediately going to cause the price to start moving. Obviously, the price is going to move if we just, the Coca-Cola company decides that a standard bottle of Coke is no longer 2 liters, well, they went the other way. They went from no longer 2 liters to 1.5 liters. But let's say they went from no longer 2 liters to being 2.5 liters. So obviously, Coke is going to start costing a little more money if they're selling it for if they're selling 2.5 liters instead of 2 liters. But we're worried, says Rashbam, once the price starts moving, that it's not going to stop. People are going to see, oh wow, a bottle of Coke cost whatever it is, 30 cents more than it cost yesterday. It must be that they have more expenses. It must be that the company's in trouble. It must be that people are starving for Coke. People are not going to realize that it's just because it changed the size of what they're selling, and the prices, once they start moving, you can't control how much they're going to move. They might overcompensate for the size differential and keep on moving. So we don't like that to happen. too much, and therefore you can't change the size by too much. So says Gemara, well, yachishtos namilo, if that's the case, then even 1/6 you shouldn't be able to change. You shouldn't be able to change it at all. Where, however much you change the size, the price is going to move. If the whole point is that we're worried about a slippery slope, that once the price moves, it's going to keep on moving, so you should worry about that no matter how small the change is. So Ella, second possibility, the Gemara says, mishum ona'ah. We're worried about ona'ah. Ki hechid lalavi bitul mekach. That we don't want sales to be voided based on people being cheated in the amount that they're buying. Says Gemara, no, that's not true. Anything that's measured, anything that you get a specific measurement for, even pachos mikdei ona'ah, the sale would be voided. I mean, if I say that here I'm selling you 1 pound of coleslaw at the deli counter, and you and it turns out that you weigh it and it's less than a pound, so then the sale is voided anyway, because we were very specific about what the sale is supposed to include. So it's not just mispricing, it's completely off in terms of the number. So anything that could be measured, and we're talking about things in measuring cups over here, so anything that could be measured, even if it's less than 1/6, it could be chazer. So it can't be a concern for ona over here. Elimishum tagra ki yechid l'mitya diana. So it must be that the concern is because of the merchants, that we're afraid that they're going to buy grain out in the villages and they're going to sell it in the cities, and we don't want them to lose out, because the Bnei HaKfarim sell it with the original midah, with the original measuring amount, which is, let's say, chamesh slaim, and he's going to sell it in the city for 6 slaim. So he might not realize that the midos have changed in the city, and he's going to sell it by the midos of the village, and he's going to lose out. So Dianu Hudalo Limtia Rav Chalobai Zavin Zavin Tagri Akri. So wait a second. What are we worried about? We're worried about that he's not going to make as much money. What he might be able to overcharge us. If he might be able to overcharge us, well, that's what he does. He's a merchant. He shouldn't sell it for exactly the amount that he got it for in the city. We're worried that he's going to, in the village, we're worried that he's going to buy it in the village and sell it for more over here. Well, if he buys it in the village, sells it for the same amount over here, then he's not a merchant. Then he's a moron. If he keeps selling it and buying it and selling it for the same amount, so that's not a merchant. So there's nothing wrong with that. So Ella, fourth possibility, says the Gemara, it's not a svara, it's a pasuk. How do I know that when you change things, it can't be by a sixth? It can't be by more than a sixth. Amar Rav Chista, Shmuel kra ashkach v'darash. Shmuel found a pasuk and he darshened it. Hashekel esrim geira, esrim shkalim chamisha, ve'esrim shkalim asara v'chamisha, shekel himena hamana yielachem. Mana ma'asan v'arba'in havu. A mana should be, the way the pasuk presents it is that the mana is 200, but a mana should really be 240. El shmamina tfas. So what you see from this pasuk is three things. Number one, shmamina mana shel kodesh kafal haya. You see that a mana shel kodesh is doubled. Shmamina mosif, because mana should really be 100, not 200. And the pasuk says 200. Ushmamina mosif na l'midosin mosif n'yosem ishtus. Second thing we see is that you could add to the measurements, but not by more than 1/6. That the way we measure the 1/6 is 1/6 milavar, because from 200 to 240, so most of us would say that that is a 20% increase, right? Because 40, it goes into 200 five times. So what most of us would refer to that as a 20% increase, so we would call that 1/5. So why is it calling it 1/6? So you see, when we say 1/6, we mean 1/6 milavar. Milavar means that if you take the amount that was added as a percentage of the new total, that's how we do the ratio. So it was 200, now it's 240. 40 was added, the new total is 240. 40 into 240 is 1/6. So that's the way. So 1/6 really means what we would call 1/5 addition. When we say you can't add by 1/6, it means really you can't add what we would call, and in the way we talk in mathematics, is 1/5. Amar Ravina Masnisa Nami Deka Dekhtani Toda Hesaba Chamesh Se'in Yushalmios Shein Shesh Midbarios Shmamina. The Mishnah is also Meduik this way, that it's got to be Milavar, because it says 5 Se'in Yushalmios, which is 6 Midbarios, which is a 1/6 differential Milavar. It's not a 1/6 differential Milagav. Fine, we had mentioned this idea that ona'ah on a davar shem mishkal shem midav shem minyan is even pachos mikadei ona'ah, it's chozer. There is a machlokas Rambam in the Ravid, what Rava means, whether it's the mocher has to be mashlim that which was lost, or that the entire mekach is batal. The Rambam holds that all you have to do is if it was a b'midah mishkal minyan, and it turns out your pound was actually 9/10 of a pound or something like that. So it's not that the sale is batal. The Rambam writes that he just has to fill in the other 1/10 of a pound in order to not cheat you. But that's it. The Ravid says no, the whole mekach is batal. If you decide I don't want to do business with this guy, I don't want to give this guy the business, he gave me 9/10 of a pound, I'm going to invalidate the sale, let him have his whatever he sold me back, I'm going to take my money back and I'm going to take my business elsewhere. So the Ravid says you could be mevatel the mekach, that there is no din of just filling in the blanks. So the Rishonim write from the Shaila and our Gemara over here, we could prove when Rava says afilu pachs mikdei ona choser, sounds like it's the mekach is bata, like the Ravid. Because otherwise, the Gemara's kasha doesn't really make any sense. The Gemara is saying, "Well, wait a second. It should be chozer if even pachas mikdei ona." But if you say like the Rambam that by a davar shemidav shemishkol sheminyan, you just fill in the blanks. So the Gemara's kasha doesn't make much sense. So Chaim explains that no, in the case of our Gemara, even the Rambam would be moda that when the Rambam says that the mekach is kayim, that's only when both of them agreed in terms of the amount that's going to be sold, and it's just that afterwards they measured and they realized that it wasn't the right amount. So that's where the Rambam says, okay, so just fill in whatever you're missing. So if, like, for instance, I'm telling you I'm selling you 100 egozim bedinar, I'm telling you I'm selling you 100 egozim for a dinar, and then I give you a bag full of egozim, and later you count it and you realize they're only 99. So the Rambam says, okay, it's not going to be mevatel the mekach. That's a mistake. It's a mistake in the minyan. Everyone knows what 100 is. I give you 99. I know I owe you one, so I just give you the extra one. That's what the Rambam was talking about, as opposed to our case when they're mosif al midos, where the toes is that the lokeach thought he's going to be getting based on a larger midah, and the mocher thought he's selling based on a smaller midah. So it turns out that they're arguing about the very psikas hamecher. They're arguing about exactly what they're selling and what the price is. So that's where, by that situation, the Rambam is going to be moda that it's not shaykh to just say you're machzer and you're mashlim l'chisaron and the mekach will still be kayim, because if you're the toes, so then the toes is going to go back to the other side, meaning the one of them was mistaken, so one of them is not going to be happy. So mele the mekach is going to be batel, because the whole language they were talking in determining the sale was they were speaking past each other. They were talking different languages. One guy thought he was selling this, and the other one thought he was buying that. So they weren't there was never an agreement of a sale. As opposed to if I tell you I'm selling you 100 of something, and you say you're buying 100 of something, we know what 100 is. There was an agreement of a sale, so that's why the mekach is going to be binding in that case, and all you have to do is fill in the missing amount. Okay, next Mishnah. Mikulam ayinotel. Now that we discussed that there were 40 loaves of todah bread, mikulam ayinotel lechem yasar truma. Each of the loaves of bread, each of the four types of loaves, you'd have to take one out of the 10 loaves of each type to give it to a kohen as truma. Shemar v'hikrav menu echad mikol karban truma l'Hashem. Echad, we learn from the word echad, shleitel parus, that it can't be a broken loaf. You have to give a full loaf. Mikol, karban, shiyu kol ha-karbanos shavos, shleitel mikarban al-chavero, that all the karbanos have to be equal, that you can't take from one karban as truma to cover for another karban. L'kohen ha-zorek es dam ha-shlam, lo yiyah v'ashanech l'kohanim. You give it to the kohen, and the rest of it gets, v'ashanech l'bailim, rather, and the rest of it gets eaten by the bailim. The Achronim have a chakira, what is the yisod of the mitzvah of hafrashas from the Eser Chalos of the Karban Todah? Is it a shear in the percentage of the flour that you have to give, a percentage of the makeup of the bread that you have to give, or does it dafka have to be one out of 10 chalos? And remember, we discussed this the other day with the Nafkamina. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Vav speaks about if you're mafresh when still isa. So there's machlokas rishonim. How are you mafresh when still isa? The Ran in the Darim Daf Yud Beis and the Rush in the Darim over there. And the Orchoner is medayik this from Rashi as well, that we're talking about where you have 40 chalos when there's still isa, and you're mafresh echad for each minute you give it to a kohen. Meaning, what you do is when it's dough, you make up 40 loaves, and later you might mix it back together and not bake it that way, but you make it 40 loaves and give one out of each 10 to a kohen. Whereas the Rambam says, no, if you mafresh it as isa, just take 1/10 of the dough. You don't have to break it up into 40 loaves. So what are they arguing about? So that's the Pitzah Machlokas. That's what the Achronim Mikdash David explains. The Machlokas is, what's the din of giving the Truma from the Lachmei Todah? Is it giving a percentage? Or is it giving 1 out of 10 loaves? Is it a din in loaves? Or is it a din in a percentage of the dough? Mikdash David has another chakira, whether it's the one who brings the todah is mafresh the truma of four of the loaves to a kohen, or it's the kohen who does the afrasha. So he quotes from Rashi Nedarim that the kohen was the one that's mafresh, but he says maybe according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that kachup kalim is mamon bailim, the balab korban should be mafresh the lachmei todah, and he says it sounds that the Bala Korban is certainly able to be mafrish the truma to the Kohen, but maybe what Rashi just means is that the Kohen is also allowed to do it. But that's his second chakira. Okay, says Gemara Tan Rabbanan. We have a brisa. V'hikri mimenu mina mechubar. So it says v'hikri mimenu, you should be makrif from mechubar, from that which is attached. Echad, we'll discuss what all this means. Echad shalit al parus. Echad means that you can't give a part of a loaf, it has to be a full loaf. Mikol Korban, the stipend of the Kilis Yaakov in his Hagos, the Mikdash David, says, wait a second, what if you have a full loaf of bread that has a chelik of it that's in the Skadesh, B'kedushas Trumas Lachmei Todah, and a chelik of it that's not in the Skadesh? It's a full loaf. Physically, it's a full loaf, but not the whole loaf is in the Skadesh, B'trumas Lachmei Todah. Is that a violation of Parus, or is that not a violation of Parus? So he quotes from his son, from Chaim Kanievsky, that brings a raya from a Rashba and a Ritva, where they quote from a Ravid that if you mafrish 80 loaves for a Karban Todah, you're not allowed to say that the Shechita of the Todah should be Maktish half of the challah in each of the 80 loaves. And it would turn out that therefore you have 40 loaves total that are actually Kadosh, because Kiddush of a Chatzi challah is a Prusa, the Ravid says. So says the Stipler, according to that Ravid that Rav Chaim Kanievsky dug up, it would turn out the same is true over here, that even if physically it is Shalem, if only part of it is Kadosh with that status, that is halachically a Prusa, even though physically it's Shalem. So that's the Raya Rav Chaim Kanievsky has. Says the Gemara Vayter, Mikol Karban, Shiu Kol HaKarban HaShavos, that all the Karbanos should be equal. Shalei Yitol Min HaKarban Al Chavero, you shouldn't take from one Karban to cover for another carbon. Trumal Hashem, Ein Yodeh Mikamehi. So it says you should give a Trumal Hashem. I don't know how much to give, though. The Pasuk never says how much to give as a Truma. So I already done. Nemer Kan Truma, Nemer Trumas Meisr Truma. Well, it says Truma over here by giving part of the Lachmei Todah, and it says by Trumas Meisr the word Truma. Malala Nechon Me'asara, Afkan Echon Me'asara. So just like with Trumas Meisr, it's 1/10. Over here also, it's 1/10. Or maybe you say no. Nemar kan truma v'nemar bibikurim truma. It refers to bikurim as truma as well. Mala alan in lashir, afkan in lashir. So maybe you say just like bikurim doesn't have a shir, so to this truma that you give from the lachmei todah also shouldn't have a shir. So nira l'midoma, what's it more comparable to? What is the lachmei todah more like? Is it more like trumas meiser, or is it more like bikurim? So on the one hand, done in truma shein achrei truma, mi truma shein achrei truma, val yuchiyef bikurim sheyesh achrei truma. Maybe I can learn it from Trumas Meiser, because Trumas Meiser is the last Truma you take on it. So over here also, the Lachmei Todah, this is the first and last Truma you take from the Lachmei Todah. So maybe I should compare those two, as opposed to Bikurim, where even after I give Bikurim, I still have to give Truma. So there's going to be another truma in addition to the giving of the Bikurim. Says Tosfos, that's what we don't suggest. I mean, the most obvious thing. We're trying to figure out what the word Truma means. How about we follow Truma? Instead, we say, oh, what does truma mean? Well, Bikurim is sort of a truma. Truma's Meister is sort of a truma. You know what else is sort of a truma? Truma is sort of a truma. Why don't we talk about Truma Gedola? So he says it's the same reason, because it's Yesh Achareha truma. Truma has another truma that follows it, namely Truma's Meister. That's why we jump straight to Truma's Meister. So anyway, so Okalech Ludarzur, maybe you can go in the other direction. Don in Truma Anachel's Makom Kadosh, mi Truma Anachel's Makom Kadosh. Maybe I should learn out things that are eaten in holy places from things that are eaten in holy places. So the Lachmei Todah should be learned out from Bikurim. And don't tell me anything about Trumas Meiser. That could be eaten anywhere. So I don't know which one to compare it to. Should I compare it to Bikurim or should I compare it to Trumas Meiser? Tamalomer, Mimenu Truma Lashem. That's why the Pasuk says, Mimenu Truma Lashem. Uksiv Trumas Meiser, Mimenu Truma L'Gzeir Shava. So it's L'Gzeir Shava of Mimenu Truma, Mimenu Truma. We learn from Trumas Meiser, it should dafka be 1/10. Now, we mentioned that it should be brought min hamechubar. So Rashi and the Ksav Yad and the Ravid say that when you're mafresh the truma, it has to be that all of the breads are in the same kli. That's what it means, mina mechuber. Not that they're actually physically stuck together, but that they're in the same kli. Tosus disagrees and says, no, they don't even need to be in the same kli. They just need to be samuch v'nireh. They need to look like they're all together and be sitting next to each other, and in order for the afrasha shruma to be mina mukaf. Fine, that's just on the mechuber issue. Then we started comparing truma to bikurim and truma to, lachmei toda, the truma of lachmei toda to bikurim and the truma of lachmei toda to trumas meiser. So we said that by bikurim there's no shear. So maybe by lachmei toda also it should have no shear. So in general, ask the Ola Shlomo, what's the havamina? Typically, whenever you have the ability to be makish l'kula or l'chumra, so we have a rule. L'chumra, we always darshan l'chumra as opposed to being darshaning l'kula. So if you want to compare it to two possibilities, either compare it to trumas meiser, which has a specific shear, or compare it to something that has no shear, so you should go l'chumra and compare it to trumas meiser, which has a specific shear. So why even go a step further? Why? What's the problem in the analysis? Just stop right there. So he says, no, bikurim also has a chumra, more over trumas meiser. That if you're mafresh more than 1/10, so then by bikurim it all has the status of bikurim. Whereas by trumas meiser, if you're mafresh 20% for trumas meiser, it doesn't all have the status of trumas meiser. So by saying it doesn't have a shear, it sounds like a kula, because we're always thinking about how to cut corners, right? It doesn't have a shear. Oh, I can get away with less. No, but you can also get away with more. You can also give more, and it will all have the status of truma. So this is not a simple situation of one is l'chumra, one is l'kula. It's actually a chumra and a kula in each direction. And then we said that you shouldn't show anything from bikurim, because bikurim doesn't have after it another truma. It's the last truma. By the mitzvah of afrashas trumas ha-maisros, there is a machlokas rishonim. Just an important point over here. There's a three machlokas rishonim about the mitzvah of afrashas trumas ha-maisros in general. The shita HaRambam is that all fruit that grows on a tree is chayiv in trumas ha-maisros mida oraisa. Only vegetables are midrabanan. All fruits are chayiv mida oraisa. That is the shitas HaRambam. The shitas HaRavid is that all shivas haminim are chayiv in trumas ha-maisros mida oraisa, but any other fruits and vegetables are only midrabanan. The seven minim that our Yisrael is praised with, that's what's chayiv mida oraisa. Shitas Rashi throughout Shas is that only Dagan, Tirosh, v'yitzar are Chayiv min haTorah. Anything else is only Chayiv midrabanan. Why am I mentioning this now? Because in the Biur Yadav, quotes from the Tel Torah and the Tshuvas Torahs Mordechai, that according to those Rishonim, that only Dagan, Tirosh, v'yitzar are Chayiv in Truma min haTorah, according to Shitas Rashi, when the Gemara says, Al yochichu bikurin, sheyesh acharei en Truma, don't prove to me anything from Bikurim in terms of how much you're supposed to give, because Bikurim is Yesh Acharei and Truma. Well, why can't we learn the Shir of Truma of Lach Metoda from Bikurim of Rimonim Uteinim that don't have Acharei and Truma min haTorah? Bikurim have to be brought, that there's no debate. Bikurim have to be brought from the seven Minim, right? So Bikurim are brought from Rimonim Uteinim. If you hold only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar is Chayiv and Truma Midaraisa, so Rimonim Uteinim are not Chayiv and Truma Midaraisa. So why can't I learn, what's the measurement of how much truma I'm supposed truma I'm supposed to give from the lach mitoda? I learn it from bikurim. Don't tell me, but bikurim is yesh akrei and truma. That's only true of some bikurim midaraisa. That's only true of olives. That's true of grapes. That's not true of rimonim of teanim. So there's ein akrei and truma. So it sounds like this is a shtickle raya against Rashi, because the Gemara is very difficult to make sense out of that kasha of the Gemara if you assume like Rashi. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, next step. Lamanu l'truma shi'echen me'asara, v'leini yodea mikame hichala. So granted, I know that truma is 1/10, but again, I still don't know, how do I know how much flour goes into each of the loaves? So hareini dan, meaning we said it in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of the Perek, we said how much flour goes in the loaves. We just don't know how we arrived at those numbers. So now the Gemara is going to tell us how we arrive at those numbers. Hareini dan, nemer kal lechem, nemer lam b'shtei lechem lechem. It says over here, lechem by toda, and it says lechem by shtei lechem. Ma'ala l'nisorin l'chala, afkan nisorin l'chala, just like by the shtei lechem. It's two esronim to make two loaves, so too it's a nisaron for each loaf. But we could also go in the other direction. It says by lechem apanim, the word lechem also malalan shnei esronos, afkan shnei esronos. By lechem apanim, it's two esronos. So we also should be two esronos. So near the midome. So which is more comparable to dan mincha ba chametim azevach, mincha ba chametim azevach? And therefore, we should learn from shtei lechem because it's chamet and it's brought together with an animal sacrifice. Val yochiach lechem apanim shenu ba chametim azevach, and we shouldn't prove anything from lechem apanim, which is not chametz and is not brought together with an animal. Or maybe go in the other direction. Dan mincha ba me aretz v'chutz la'aretz. We should learn a mincha that could be brought from grains of Eretz Yisrael and of chutz la'aretz. Mina chadash, mina yashon, from the new grains or from the old grains. Mi mincha ba me aretz v'chutz la'aretz, mina chadash, mina yashon, from another carbon that has all those same things in common with it, namely the lechem apanim. There are no limitations on where it comes from, nor on whether it's yashon or chadash. Va'al yochiach she'el lechem she'en ba'osel mina chadash mina aretz, but not learn from Shtei Alechem, which has to dafka come from Eretz Yisrael, and has to dafka be Chadash. Tamlam Moshe Vaseichem Taviu Lechem Tanuf Ashtayim. Shein Tamlam Taviu. Why does the Pasuk use the word Taviu? Matam Lomer Taviu. Shekalmasha Tamevi Makom Acher Hareyu Kaze. That anything you bring from somewhere else should be like this. Mala Halon Yisorun Lechala, Afkan Yisorun Lechala. So we learn that it should be Yisorun for each Chala. Imala Halon Shnei Esronos, Afkan Shnei Esronos. Why don't we say that it should be two Esronos in total? If you're going to learn that it's just like Yisorun Lechala, so you should learn also the din of two Esronos in total. How do you know that you measure based on each challah? The shtei lechem, yeah, it's an isaron lechala because there are only two loaves. So how do I know that I'm supposed to measure that it's supposed to be one isaron for each challah? Maybe I'm supposed to measure that the entirety of the carbon is supposed to be two esronos. Tamalomer tiyena. That's what we get from the extra word tiyena. So lemanu asar lechametz, asar lematzaminayin. So good. Now we know that you have 10 esronim for the 10 loaves of chametz, right? Because it's one isaron for each loaf, just like the shtei lechem. But how do I know that 10 esronim are going to make the 30 loaves of matzah? Tamalomer achalus lechem chametz. Neged chametz have a matzah. So it sounds like we're comparing the chametz to the matzah. It says, al chalus lechem chametz. The matzah is supposed to be the same as the chametz. Nimtu esrim esronim. So it turns out that it's 20 esronos of lach mitoda, asar lechametz v'asar lematzah. 10 for chametz, 10 for matzah. Yachla asar shav matzah lo yukulon el min echad. I might think the 10 that are matzah should all be the same min. Talmud lomar, im al todi yakrivenu v'hikriv al zevach atoda. Chalos matzos blulz b'shemen, urkike matzos meshukum b'shemen, solos meruvachas. So nimtzu shlosh esronim, u'shlosh l'kal minu min. So it turns out that there are 3 minim, and therefore it's shlosh esronim u'shlish. It's 3 and a third for each min, because we know that there are 10 esronim total for the matzah. Pasuk just enumerated 3 different types of matzos, so it's got to be 3 and a third for each min of matzah. V'shalosh chalos li'isaron, and therefore you do the math, it's 3 chalos that are made for each isaron, as opposed to by the chametz, it's 1 chala made for each isaron. V'nimtu lach mitod arboim, so it turns out there are 40 lach mitod in total. Nota ben abra, you take 4 of them, nosin the kohen, and give the 4 to the kohen. V'ashar necholim lebailim, and the other 36 by the Bible. We mentioned many times in the past the famous part of the Mitziv of why it is that you have so many loaves of bread that have to be eaten within one day is because it's a toda. Whenever you want to give hoda'a, whenever you give hakar satov, so dafka has to be in a public way. And since you have a very short time to eat so much bread, you would invite as many people as you can to help you eat it, and therefore you would have to tell your story of what you're thankful for. Amar Mar, we had mentioned v'ikri menu menam chubar, that you should bring from the chubar. El me'ata d'chiv es kol chalbo yarim mimenu. You want to tell me the word mimenu always means mina mechubar, so the chalev of a karban also is mimenu. Hasam mai mechubarika, what mechubar are we talking about? So kudrav chisam ravimi, dam rav chisam ravimi, shleinatech basar kodim shiitolei murin, that you shouldn't start chopping up the animal into its different pieces until you took the emurin. Amar mar, one last little piece, nemar kan truma, v'nemar b'trumas meiser truma. It says truma by lach metoda and by trumas meiser. V'neil from trumas midyan, why don't we learn from trumas midyan where it was 1/50th of the spoils that they gave for those who stayed back from the battle and watched over the stuff. So done in truma nohagas ledoros mitruma nohagas ledoros. We darshin in a truma that's for ledoros from another truma that's ledoros. So atochif trumas midyan shein nohagas ledoros, as opposed to midyan which is not ledoros. V'neil of mitrumas chala. Why didn't I learn from trumas chala which is 1/24th or 1/48th of Nisa? So tana the Rebbe Shmuel done in davar shenem rabo mimenu lafuki trumas chala delo nem rabo mimenu truma l'Hashem, because you don't have the same words, the same terminology used in the describing the chiyuv of hafrashas challah. That's why we dafka learn it from where we learn. We learn from Trumas Meiser, not from anything else that's called Truma. Just a reminder, tomorrow I am out of town. I'm on a trip, so there will not be a daf yomi shir given by me tomorrow.